Hi guys, spring break is right around the corner and we have got some budget-friendly ideas for you for spring break trips and a little bit of extra content for all of our teacher friends.
All right, so depending on where you want to go, as always, do the research, look for the deals, those kind of things. But one of the places that we've spent some time at and we really like to go to is Washington, D.C. And it's one of those places that, you know, a lot of times you just stay outside of D.C. They have shuttle buses that go back and forth.
Yeah, and just staying just outside can save you some money right there. You know, I mean, that can be a big money saver.
You know, accommodations and transportations are the biggest part, just kind of like with a lot of stuff. But once you're there, there's so many things to do that's free. I mean, the Smithsonian's, if you just want to spend, you know, a lifetime there.
And you can. You'll
never run out of that stuff. So
no, there are so many of those museums.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you could go to the White House. You could put in for a tour ahead of time and actually tour the White House. The Capitol, you could do the Capitol tours. There's just a lot of really, really cool things there. But for me, you know, the Smithsonian is always really, really interesting. And then, you know, some other cool stuff then. And we'll talk about trips that are a little bit out later on as part of our show today, but there are a lot of cool things right outside of D.C. as well.
Yeah, and there are a ton of monuments to see in the city as well.
Oh, yeah.
And are really cool.
And, you know, to see some of those at night is an amazing thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the from the Jefferson Memorial, that's a really cool deal. You know, the Lincoln Memorial, all of those are really neat. The MLK one is awesome as well. So, you know, there's that one little area where three or four monuments are right there and you can walk and see them, and it's really neat to see them in the daytime and at night.
Yeah, try to get both perspectives, and it's really beautiful. Now, another option you have for spring break, and this is kind of a traditional one, but it's also an inexpensive vacation, and that is going to the beach. We live at the beach. We are in Northwest Florida, and the beaches do not get any prettier than what we have here. I mean, they are just gorgeous everywhere from Pensacola all the way over to the Big Bend area. They're so pretty. The clear waters, the white sand beaches, it's just absolutely gorgeous.
And they are currently crowded as we
went
to the store today. And, you know, it's kind of the, you know, the beginning of the spring break season, and they're pretty packed today, though.
Yeah, they're a little busy today, but it's still doable. It's not so crowded that you're, like, stepping over people. It's not like that.
Right.
It's just, you know, starting to pick up a little bit. But, again, with this type of trip, the biggest expense is going to be your transportation and your accommodations. And you can actually save on both of those. You can find accommodation deals all over the internet. I mean, just, you know, check your hotel booking sites, check for the different, you know, the Vrbo's, the Airbnbs. You can save a ton of money on accommodations. I was just looking last week and there were still some bargains on studios for under $100 around the 30A area.
Oh, really?
Which is a very luxurious area and a place that's highly sought after at this time of year. But there are studios available there for under $100. So just keep an eye on that. And it, you know, they're out there. Just look for them. And then other than that, you can go grocery shopping if you have a kitchen wherever you're staying, just like you do at home. So your food budget's really not going to change that much unless you choose to eat out.
And that's one of the things anywhere you go is, you know, sometimes you're kind of forced to eat out and, you know, you have to be a little picky sometimes. But, you know, the beach definitely, you know, coming down, get your groceries. You know, we've got plenty of places around here. And I know that, you know, everywhere around the beach is touristy area.
You might want to pick your groceries up before you get here, though, because a lot of times we have a lot of sports teams come in.
Oh, yeah.
And they tend to grab the stuff off the shelves that everybody wants quickly. So maybe pack your cooler and bring it down with you for, you know, for the most part, for your essentials that you don't want to miss out on. And then, you know, from there, you can run to a local store and grab some things. Not a big deal at all. But you just have to, you know, do a little bit of research before you head to the beach. You know, find the cheap flight, find the deal on the rental car, grab your accommodations at a bargain, and you have got a great budget vacation there.
Marnie, one thing I wanted to ask about and just, you know, just kept popping in my head. Explain the flag warning system here, because a lot of people don't understand that. And even in Italy, they have the same flag warning system.
Yes, yes. If it is a yellow flag, you have to be cautious. Go in, you know, very cautiously. Make sure your little ones stay close to you. Don't let them out of your sight. A red flag is dangerous surf conditions, lots of rip currents and things like that. And double red flags means that the waters are closed. No swimming at all. Do not go in. And a purple flag means marine pests. So look out for those as well. Those are your jellyfish and stingrays and things like that. Occasionally some small sharks might, you know, there might be a school of them swimming close to shore. But just keep an eye on the flag warning system. It's posted lots of places around the different beaches and things. And it's easy to understand. And just, you know, just keep an eye out on it for your family's safety.
Yeah, that, absolutely. You know, and one of the things in addition that I like to travel to, and I think we're going to actually go to one of those, is to a national park coming up.
Yes,
Your state and national parks are always budget friendly and a great way to get outdoors.
Hi guys, we're at the beautiful St. Andrews State Park in Panama City Beach, Florida. If you need a budget friendly beach vacation, don't let this one slip by. It is absolutely stunning here.
If you're, you know, going and you want something low key and, cost effective, that I would definitely look at that. If you're all into camping, which some people are not.
I'm not. No. Give me a hotel room any day. You know, sorry.
The world of glamping.
I could do.
And I have seen that there's more and more rentals of RVs and things like that.
Yeah, RVs and even tiny homes.
Oh, okay.
Like we have recently, I saw a campsite that recently opened, and it's a KOA campsite, and they actually have tiny homes as little cabins that they rent out. And I thought that was kind of a neat idea, you know, because people can pull their RVs in there or they can rent one of the tiny homes.
And what is the National Park Service? If you've never taken a look at their website, Isn't that the one you tell me daily about the...
I love the National Park Service social media, especially on Instagram. It is the funniest, the best. I don't know who's in charge, but they are amazing. They are so funny. I read one today, and it was about these tiny little birds that live in the desert, and they're trying to find a home, and it's kind of a takeoff on one of the, you know, let's go house hunting shows. And it was so funny. I sat there and actually giggled out loud reading that. And it is, if you don't follow them, make sure you check them out because they are hilarious.
And there's just so many cool things to do, with the different parks. And again, there may be a state park local, very close to you. And some of you guys are really fortunate and are right next to some really cool national parks.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, we're looking forward to going to maybe one over our spring break.
Yeah, definitely. As a matter of fact, make sure you follow us on socials this week very closely because we are planning our upcoming trip for our spring break and we want your input. We need your help. We want your ideas and your thoughts.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, our website, everything. Make sure you're there. Now, another thing to think about during spring break is that you really don't have to travel that far to have fun. Check, you know, maybe there's a lake or a beach nearby. You don't have to go spend a week. Go spend a couple of days, you know, just kind of hang out with the family and enjoy it. Get outside for a little while. Just relax and recharge your batteries. That can be a really, I hate to use this word, but it's true. A cheap vacation.
Right.
You know, it's you bring, you know, some snacks, some sandwich stuff and pack your food and you're good to go and spend a few days, you know, just hanging out by the water. It's a lot of fun and it's really relaxing and a great way to reset your mind and get back into everything once spring break is over.
And one thing, you know, we always caution about this, especially when you travel on spring break, and, you know, don't come back wanting a vacation from your vacation.
Exactly.
It's there to, you know, especially for our teacher friends, it's there to unwind, not to pack everything in. So make sure you build a couple days in to actually enjoy a weekend, and then maybe on both sides of that spring break.
Yeah, to do your laundry and catch up on the house things you've been meaning to do, that kind of thing. And just to sit there and binge watch some TV, because sometimes we just need to do something like that.
That's absolutely true. You know, we need to veg out a little bit, you know, because, you know, the world moves too fast, guys.
Yes.
Take a deep breath and enjoy your life. That's kind of the big thing.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the other things that, you know, cost-effective deal is to kind of have a central area that you stay in if you are going somewhere, and look at, you know, day trips that are, you know, within, you know, I say 2 hours of where you're staying.
Those are great.
When we went to Florence, I mean, that's what
we did that several times. And it was, to me, it was a lot of fun.
Right.
I enjoyed that because we had that home base to come back to. But yeah, we kind of went on an adventure every day, you know, and it was kind of cool. I liked it.
And that's the thing. So if you're coming to, you know, say, you know, Northwest Florida, look and see, you know, maybe not just one beach, but look and see what else cool is around here, you know, things like that. But, you know, within, I know, like, there's a lot of cave systems up here, and, you know, a lot of really, really neat things within, you know, an hour or two of where we live. I know in Pensacola, there's, we did the show at the time on the Naval Museum over there, and there's just a lot of really, really interesting things. So, if you're going to a big tourist destination, like we are, and I just Googled, hey, top 10 things within 100 miles of so-and-so.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
you know, tagging on to this, not just from a destination you're going to, you can do day trips from your house.
Right.
As well. I mean, research things that are around you. We've done that so many times in the past. Things that are within a couple of hours of us, and we just go for the day. And you can pack a lunch or grab a lunch, and it's a cheap getaway.
And it's amazing. You know, one of the cool things about the United States is it is just so big.
Yes.
And there are just so many hidden gems everywhere that, you know, we've kind of just wandered into things, you know, hey, man, we didn't know that was here. Like,
yeah,
I mentioned the Aviation Museum in Pensacola. That was really, really cool.
I knew it was there, but I had no idea the scope of it. Right. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely. And there's just, you know, so many cool things. And so, you know, one of the things that we would like you to share with us is, you know, kind of your stuff.
Yeah, tell us where you've been. Tell us what you know about. We want to know these things. You know, maybe you know of somewhere we've never heard of, or somewhere we should go. We should go check it out. Let us know. Drop it in the comments.
Or how about the restaurants? That's
Yeah, the restaurants are a big one too, especially if you know of anywhere gluten-free. Just saying. That'd be greatly appreciated.
And even if you don't, hey, let us know.
Exactly.
She can make a sandwich.
I can eat a salad or a baked potato. Okay. Now, this upcoming segment is for our teacher friends. If you're not a teacher, you can still follow along. Maybe you know a teacher. Share this with them. Forward this to them. But I want to start this with a disclaimer that with all of these special opportunities that we're talking about for teachers, things are subject to change. So be sure you contact the company directly that these promotions are, and make sure these promotions are still available, because things change constantly, and you just never know with big companies when they're going to say, whoop, never mind, we're changing that deal, you know. But we wanted to let you in on a little bit of the freebies that are available for teachers, because that makes spring break even more budget friendly.
You know, and one of the things, a lot of these, you know, Marnie and I enjoy a couple of these, you know, even now that our kids are grown, but if you have children, a couple of these are really, really cost.
Especially if you have really little ones that still get in free.
Right.
That makes it an even better deal. The first one on the list, and let me just go ahead and say, these are all in Florida. I don't know why Florida seems to be the base for all the teachers get in free stuff, but They are.
Because they don't pay us enough to...
they
don't pay us enough to afford to get in.
They're like, here you go. We feel sorry for you.
Sorry.
Go ahead and come visit us for a little while. But no, Florida seems to be the base for all of this. I'm sure there are other places. They just tend not to advertise it as well. But first up on our list is the Crayola experience in Orlando. You'll need proof of your pre-K through 12 certification, and it will get you, the teacher, a free annual pass to the Crayola experience. And I have heard so many people say that that is very underrated, and it is a lot of fun. I mean, a lot of adults have said that, and the kids just absolutely love it.
Awesome.
And I think the next one may be one of your favorite places to go.
Well, I enjoyed it, but you were the one that,
But you had the connection.
Yeah, I did. The Kennedy Space Center, they have the rocket garden there, and a couple of those rockets my stepdad helped design. So that was a really cool thing.
Kind of brings it home.
Yeah, but when we went, Marnie was like, oh my gosh. And she was like,
we got
to see a rocket take off, and... that was really cool.
That was by accident.
Right.
And it was, that was a life-changing experience. I enjoyed that so much, I want to go back.
Yeah, you did.
There's video of me enjoying it. Yep. I may have been a little bit excited.
Right.
But no, Kennedy Space Center also offers free admission for teachers, don't they?
Yes. But again, you got to bring your proof of your teaching certificate.
Yeah, and it's not just for the U.S. It's also for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands as well. So that kind of expands that a little bit and reaches a broader audience. But yeah, you can also bring in, I believe they said you could bring something on a school letterhead from your principal stating your position as an educator. But it has to be signed by your school's principal.
But they were actually able to look up our certificate.
Because we were Florida educators, and they said that was a rarity. They don't all show up.
Okay.
So they said it's better to bring an actual copy of your teaching certificate.
Okay.
Now, another one is Legoland. And Legoland it's been building a lot. And they have a lot of different things to offer there now. And again, just bring your proof of your pre-K through 12 certification, and you will get 12 months of admission to Legoland. But not only Legoland, Madame Tussauds Orlando and Sea Life Orlando Aquarium.
Oh, wow.
So that's like you're getting several things there, and they're really good. And I saw something about possibly adding, I think, their water park as well for a small fee.
Okay.
So, I mean, that is just, if you've got younger ones, that is a real bargain. And our last one
is absolutely one of my favorites.
That's what I was about to say. You love it.
I do. But it is SeaWorld. SeaWorld, for years, they've given the educators free passes. And so, there were times when we were young, really, really broke teachers, and we could take our kids to that, and it was especially when our daughter was under the age, and we only had to pay for one ticket for four of us. But I tell you, I could go and watch the dolphins and the whales and all of that stuff. That is just amazing. Plus now they've got some really, really cool rides.
They're known for their coasters.
Right. They've upped their game quite a bit there. So
yeah, and again, with theirs, we were able to verify, I don't know if it's just because we were Florida, but we were able to verify online for them with the GovX website. It did everything for us, and we got everything emailed to us within a matter of, like, I'm going to say an hour, something like that, and we were good to go. And then you just print out your certificate for them, take it to the park, scan the code on it, and you're set.
And, we've been talking about just with teachers, but be sure or Google, look it up, any type of discounts. If you're, a first responder, if you're in the military, seniors, a lot of those
students,
see where they start charging, because some people it's three, some people it's five, and some people it's seven. And again, when you're talking about, 40, 50 bucks a pop,
that's
and you
a
have
huge
a couple
savings.
Of kids, 100 bucks is you know, another night that you could stay there just by savings for something that they already offer.
So. And I saw something pop up in my Instagram feed the other day that I had never seen before or haven't seen it in a very long time. And that was a student discount at Walt Disney World.
Oh, wow.
That has not been advertised. I'm not sure I've ever seen it. If I have, it's been years and years back. But yeah, that popped up in my Instagram, and I don't know what age range that is. I'm going to have to check it out, and I'll let you guys know. But that has some promise of some savings, too.
And one other thing that just kind of popped in my mind is that, you know, if you are traveling with another family and you guys kind of do things together, you might want to check on a group rate, because some places will have group rates for as low as six people. Usually it's about 8 or 10, but at six, you know, and again, if you're talking about a 20-30%, you know, savings, that money could be used for something else, like your next vacation, or to you know, do one of those one day trips or something like that.
Yeah, like an excursion or something. Right. It's, you know, there are a lot of different ways you can use that. But these are just some basic ideas for spring break savings, and we just wanted to share them with you guys because it's spring break season. Everybody's ready to get out, do something, recharge their batteries, and get back to everything before summer. Summer is coming, right?
I thought it was winter is coming. Oh, no, that's something else. That's from Game of Thrones. Yeah, summer is coming, and we'll be glad.
Yes, it's only a few more weeks after spring break. I think we have 8 or 10 weeks, something like that.
It's not so a few.
It's
okay.
True, but it's doable. It's doable. Yeah. We've got this, teachers. We've got it. But thank you guys for hanging out. Remember, follow us on socials. We've got some special stuff going on this week, and we really want your input. We're really excited about it. And remember, break the monotony,
not the bank.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.